Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA, as well as viewable here on the Holton Channel. It's the matchup between the Holton Wildcats and the Nemaha Central Thunder, a battle of Big East teams and a battle of Class 3A teams here between Holton and Nemaha Central. We talked about it way, way back in the night here. Holton Wildcats' boys team, they got their first win this season against Riley County, 50-53, but it has been their only win this season. They are 1-9 this year, 1-4 in Big East play. They have lost back-to-back games here, coming against Silver Lake, 69-43, and against the Sabetha Blue Jays, 73-39. Holton Wildcats, they'll be at the Valley Falls tournament next week on Tuesday. They'll be taking on the NEK Nighthawks. Nemaha Central, though, they'll be, of course, hosting the Thunder Classic, where they will not be playing until next Thursday, either Jackson Heights or Rock Creek. But Nemaha Central team that is 6-5 so far this season, 2-2 in Big East play, and they've won back-to-back games against Big East opponents, 47-45 over Parallel Compton, and a 46-45 victory over Royal Valley. Of course, I've had a chance to talk to head coach John Thomas week in, week out for Nemaha Central. One thing about this year's team is that he's just trying to get a constant offense to be out there on the floor. Last year, of course, this team won 13 consecutive games to start the season before they picked up their first loss against Hiawatha. But again, that was an offense that gelled very easily, very quickly last season. This year, it's been kind of a mismatch trying to find the correct puzzle pieces to fit them together. Here they have a chance to get a win before the tournament. Of course, the Holton Wildcats, they got three top scorers on this team: Derek DeDonder, Corbin Fox, Devin Terwilliger, but they kind of struggle here defensively. They average 44 points per game, but they're giving up 71.1 points per game. So, again, look at this matchup. It's going to be pretty offensive heavy for both sides. Both sides averaging about 45, 46 points per game, but Holton, they give up 71 points per game. Nemaha Central, they give up 44 points per game. John Holliday bringing you in here. Holton Wildcats, they've already faced this Nemaha Central team once already this season. They lost 53-35. What does Holton have to do in adjustment from that previous game to come out here and get their second win this season against this Thunder squad?
Well, the whole thing with this guy going on is defensively, they can really struggle giving up a ton of points night in, night out. They've got to figure out a way to shut this Nemaha Central team down for being the easy buckets. You know, the second half, you know, they give up a lot of offensive rebounds, some transition buckets. They just don't do a very good job on the defensive end right now. You know, offensively, they've got some guys that can score the basketball. Twilliger can score. Corbin Fox can score. Kerrick DeDonner can score. They're on guard heavy. They also need to establish a post presence. And they've got to find somebody that's going to do the work, dirty work in the post, get some stick backs, do some things that way. So Nemaha Central is a typical, you know, Thunder team. John Thomas is for, what, 30-some years now. That's just the same. Defensively, you're right. They are 9-in, 9-out as good defensively as anybody in the state. Offensively, they've been having trouble scoring the ball, though. And they, you know, they just something they come with scoring. You got to have some shooters. You got to get some breakaways. Get the line. Here's the thing there. But, you know, they've got the capability of doing it. You know, they play a lot of close ball games. They're competitive, 9-in, 9-out. And, look for them to see the same thing from them tonight here at Holton
Wildcats here this season, averaging 13.6 turnovers a game. Nemaha Central about the same at 12.5 turnovers per game. Holton, 7.3 steals per game. Nemaha Central, 6.4 steals per game. Holton, though, not even a full block per game. So you talked about a guard-heavy team. They don't have a lot of physical presence underneath. How's that going to kind of apply here tonight's matchup here against Nemaha Central?
Well, I think it's a tough matchup with Nemaha. You know, they got 6'3", 6'2", and then they come off the bench with a six-footer. You know, Holton's still looking for that post player. You know, they're getting a lot of mileage. We got Kate Gale stepped back on the floor after an injury. He's been playing a lot of minutes. Starting to look like he could be somebody in the paint that has a presence that would make some things happen. Grant Warner's been playing better and better every ball game as a 6'3 player. He's just not that natural scorer that you have in the paint yet. The biggest problem is, like I said, rebounding. Just got to establish a way, get some box offs, get some cheap offensive boards, score some points that way. They can do that. Look for them to be a little more effective tonight.
Nemaha Central coming off a good year last season, 19-3 overall, 8-2 league finish, won the Big East Championship. It was the first league title for this Nemaha Central team since 2018. They won their first 13 games. of the season. Unfortunately, they were bounced in the semifinal against Council Grove 64-58. The team that replaces four key starters, and they return five letter winners and just one starter of this team. That one starter being Caleb Smedley, a 6'3" junior, a lone starter from last year, averaged 7 points per game, but here he leads the team with 12 points per game, 131 points scored on this season. Real quick, let's look at tonight's starting lineups. Omaha Central Thunder, the away team first, Caleb Smedley, a 6'3" junior. Carter Hike, a 5'10" senior. Layton Thomas, a 5'11" senior. Jack Mackey, a 6'2" senior. And the junior at 6'1", Jackson Haberkamp. So again, for the Thunder, Smedley, Hike, Thomas, Mackey, and Haberkamp, led by, in his 31st season here as head coach, John Thomas, who's 530 and 186 in his career. Here taking on the Holton Wildcats, who is head coached by Marco Hunter in his second season, 8-23 in his 2 years so far tenure with the Holton Wildcats. Holton Wildcats here at the home court. Their starters, Eric DeDonder, a 6'1" senior guard. Corbin Fox, a 5'9" senior guard. Evan Tilliger, a 6'4" sophomore guard. Grant Warner, a 6'3" sophomore. And Easton Mullen, a 6'1" guard. The Holton Wildcats, they have two players here that are averaging double-digit scoring with DeDonder at 1 points per game. Tilliger at 10.2 points per game. We look at Omaha Central. Only one high scorer at Smedley at 12 points per game. So offensively, we're going to need some keys here for both these teams to really start off on the right foot.
So Nemo's got a small movement. Small moves. You're going to get Holton out of kilter. They're going to get them with some wrong movement. Then that's going to create some backdoor cuts, some layups for them. Holton, they've got to move the basketball. They've got to make each other better. They've got to create space for each other by dribble drive and kick. One of the things we've seen with Holton is they have a tendency to pound the ball really, really hard, and they don't, maybe not the greatest passing team in the world.
I'll take a 3-minute timeout here for the national anthem before our boys match up again. A Class 3A Big East battle between the Holton Wildcats and Omaha Central Thunder, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Metro Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds, and plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManico will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
I'm down here in Holton, Kansas. It's a matchup of Class 3A Big East teams. The Holton Wildcats taking host to Nemaha Central Thunder here in our Bullies matchup on the MSU Sports Radio Network, dialed in on 92.1 KMZA. Also matchup viewable here on the Holton Channel. Justin Fluke, John Holliday, Credit Profits all here courtside. Kirk Tillman back in studio. We got four quarters, 32 minutes all together of basketball action all here tonight on the MSU Sports Radio Network. One more time here for both teams starting lineups. Nemaha Central has Caleb Schmudgley, Carter Hike, Clayton Thomas, Jack Mackey, and Jackson Haverkamp. Nemaha Central head coach by John Thomas. And for the Holton Wildcats, head coach by Marco Hunter. It's Tarek DeDonder, Corbin Fox, Devin Terwilliger, Grant Warner, and Easton Mullen. Now both teams getting ready here to take the court side, or to take the floor. Here stepping up to the middle for Nemaha Central. It'll be the 6'3" junior Caleb Schmudgley. And for the Wildcats, matching the number 35, Grant Warner, the 6'3" sophomore. A decent height matchup, and now we're getting ready to go here for the tip-off. And it's the Nemaha Central Thunder that strikes first. Getting the tip-off to Thomas. Thomas, left side of the wing, going down to the far corner, Schmudgley. Schmudgley up to Thomas. Thomas, right side, a hike. Hike has it down the right corner. Schmudgley flashes out. Here's the hike. Driving inside, jumps up, and kicks it out. Three-pointer from Thomas! And it's off the back of the arm, but offensive rebound is made for the putback by Jack Mackey. His 57th point made of the year, his 58th rebound of the season as well. Here's a three-point pull-up from Holton, missed by Terwilliger, the guard, and the offensive rebound here by the Wildcats, Fox. They're going to get a foul against Nemaha Central. Holton's team that's averaging 6.7 offensive rebounds a game picks up their first the contest. Both teams have picked up one offensive rebound.
Which, if you're Holton, that's good, man. They haven't given themselves a lot of second chances. Nemaha, that's kind of a staple of their offense.
Here's a long two from the left elbow. It's jammed in by Corbin Fox. Tying it here at 2-all. 7-11 left to go here in this first quarter. Nemaha Central and Holton, our boys matchup here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Nemaha Central with it. Hike, trap, 2-on-1, drive, far side, puts the specialty, 3, nothing but net! Holton setting. Throw this one in from DeDonder, senior into his senior teammate, to Corbin Fox. Short pickup here from the Nemaha Central team. He's the face for Fox as he pushes it out to DeDonder on the right side, but he's trapped. 1-on-2. Hacking his head. Now he passes it out to Mullen. Mullen on the left wing. Flash up top by Terwilliger. Gets it. Bounce pass. Nice one into Fox. And Fox loses it between the legs. And now he's able to get it out somehow to DeDonder. DeDonder, the ball stripped away like candy from a baby. And the Holton Wildcats will turn it over here for the first time in this game. And then the finish for the and one is Hike.
The last two. Way slashed right there like his football days.
Which aren't too far behind him.
Bad.
Finishing as one of the best players in all of Kansas football history. He'll go down to be remembered as here, misses the extra, the three-point play shot. And rebounded now, and Nemaha Central takes this one down the floor with Clayton Thomas. Nemaha Central back in the high gear with Hike out to Thomas. Thomas, left side wing, 6 minutes to go here in this first quarter. 7-2, 5-point lead for Nemaha Central over Holton. And taking a foul under the glass.
I did on the backside, looked like clean block. Some of you seen in college game that they let you play through that block on the backside. You don't gonna get that in high school.
Jack Mackey will go up to the free throw line for Nemaha Central. The foul was called against Carrick DeDonder, his first foul of the game. Second team foul of the quarter here for the Holton Wildcats. Jack Mackey nailing his first free throw shot. Now 3 points here on the game. Mackey here landing both free throw shots. He goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Now 4 points on the game. The Nemaha Central team that has 94 made free throw shots on the season. Holton, Fox, with it, driving, baseline, flipping it out, picked up at the elbow for a steal by Thomas. Down the floor, fast, finish, right hand over the top, especially in for two. Nemaha Central striking here in this first quarter. They're already up 9 points, 11-2 with 5:44 to go here in the first. A timeout is taken here by the Holton Wildcats. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take the timeout as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
5:44 left to go in the opening quarter down here at Holton. 11-2, Nemaha Central leads over the Holton Wildcats here in our boys matchup, Class 3A and Big East battle. Colvin Fox here with Holton. Luke sings this one out to the Dodger. He misses a three-pointer, but the rebound is made offensively by Warner, and they're going to get on a travel. Holton's third turnover here this quarter, 11-2. The score under here up by 9 with 5:29 to go. Real quick, I'd actually like to give a shout-out to a local athlete from Nemaha Central, Cammie Dollinghouse. She switched her volleyball scholarship over to basketball there at Highland Community College. Russ mentioned that in the girls' game. Thought I'd mention it here in the boys, as right now she's averaging 9 points a game through her first 4 games down at college. So shout-out there to a local Nemaha Central athlete. Nemaha Central here on this offensive possession with Schmedgley as he pump fakes, goes under to Mackey, and this ball is knocked out. Down under by Holton. Nemaha Central will take over. Will remain here on offense. Caleb Strofton, the 5'10" senior, makes his appearance for the first time in this game. He passes it over the high top to Mackey. Mackey to his right to Schmedley. Schmedley trying to finish on the right side of the board. Could not get it to go in, and Warner makes the rebound, his second of the match. Now it's the Fox. Fox in the key. Back out to the top of the arc. He drives inside here for Holton. Here's a three-pointer by DeDonder! And he drills in the nail from the far corner! They also hit him on a foul for Nemaha Central. It's a chance for a 4-point play.
Give that time to Corbin Fox. And I'll tell you what, we talked about that a little bit before the ball game. Corbin with a really hard dribble drive, drew fenders and found a kick out. Something Holton has done a great job of is finding teammates getting assists.
Donder misses the free throw shot for the and one. Still with that three-pointer, makes it an 11-5 game. Holton still down by 60, Nemaha Central. 4:38 left to go in this first. Nemaha Central has it, 20 seconds on the shot clock. Around the arc, screen is set from Mackey. Here right now working with it is Haverkamp. Haverkamp, Schmedley, Schmedley, bounce pass out. Thomas fires from an island, and he finds the sun with the three. Down the floor, Holton working with it. Fox right side of Thielberger, and I think they're going to get him on a travel. Yes, they will. Left both feet off the ground when trying to make a pass to his teammate.
Well, that last possession that Nemaha went in, hard dribble drive, into the crowd, but knew exactly where his teammate was for Thomas on the kick out, the open three.
Lane Thomas just hit the three, sends this out to his teammate, right side, who's dropping, Schmedley, Schmedley, Haverkamp, screen set for him as he dribbles the elbow, bounces back out here to Schmedley. He fakes left side, now he drives that way, passes out, transferring to his teammate Thomas, Haverkamp, they're on the right side, top perimeter, set screen for Strofin, he's on the elbow, and they're going to get another travel here, this time, pack your bags, Nemaha Central, they'll be the ones giving it over, that is just their first turnover here of this first quarter. Nemaha Central setting in a couple of substitutes. They put in Jaden Seitz and as well as Carter Hike back in this contest. The Holton Wildcats, here they put in Daniel Cannon, the 6-foot senior. He's out the ball in the far wing. He drives, dribble step inside, passes it back out to the Donder. The Fox, 4-foot from the arc. It's off the left of the iron, just maybe 2 inches short. bounce it on in. Schmesley makes the rebound for Nemaha Central. Here also, Mason Chulios in the game for the first time. 5'8" junior for Nemaha Central. Drop it. Schmesley at the top of the arc. Drives it left side, under his leg, spins around from the elbow, flips it out to Hike. Hike to sights, and they got him on the baseline. Second straight turnover for the Thunder. 14-5, Nemaha Central leads by 9 over Holton with 3:15 to go in this opening quarter. DeDonder down the floor, Fox. Fox back to DeDonder as he swings it back right like a pendulum. Down to left. Here, Mullen on the wing, goes inside under to Caden Gale. Gale mentioned the pregame coming back here from injury. Now, 3-point kick out for one for DeDonder. Lightning striking twice from the same spot in the far corner. DeDonder, 2 threes. 14-8. Nemaha Central leads over Holton, 2:46 to go here in this first. Ike, playing some low tempo. Set out to Chulion. Chulion transfers. To Strothen. Strothen, Ike, going over the top to Ike on the left side. He's going to look for a jumper. It's missed. It's being corralled down under by Caden Gale. Now Gale loses the ball, sliding in and cutting off the leg underneath of Ike. That'll be a foul on the Holton team, but slow to get up right now is Fox, as he's been getting up.
Pretty good collision between him and Hike. Most people are going to lose that.
Fox, he not only gets the foul, but he's the one who hurt himself in the process. He's on the floor. We're going to take a minute aside here with 2:22 to go here in this first quarter. 14-8 is our score. Nemaha Central leads over Holton.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
After the timeout, a transition down the floor is injury timeout. Corbin Fox is able to get back to the bench, able to walk back on his own, but the Donder, quick transition down the floor. Layup and in draws this to a 4-point game. Nemaha Central only up by 4, 14-10 over Holton with 2:17 to go in this first quarter.
And Twilliger with a nice drop pass to DeDonder on the break. Making his teammate better. Found the open man. DeDonder hits the bucket. Cuts it to 3.
That's for the and one. Second time DeDonder is in on an and one play. That time he hits it. He's now 1 of 2 on the game. Nemaha Central. Substitution. Smugly throwing in the Hike. 2:16 to go here in the first. 14-11. Nemaha Central only up by 3 now against Holton Wildcats. Holton finding a spark of life here in this first half. It's been all by DeDonder, who has right now currently 9 points in this first quarter for Holton out of their 11. Nemaha Central with the ball in the right wing. It's a trap. Excitement from the near side. A 3-pointer is up by the Thunder. They miss it. DeDonder makes the rebound. He's down the floor quickly. With a need for speed. Now the 3-corner. Now put around to the top of the arc. Here's a 3 from the straightaway. Bang! Bolin in for 3. It's a 14-all game with 1:35 to play in this first. Fulton exploding. Nemaha Central looking to calm things down here from the Holton faithful crowd that is putting some excitement here in the floor.
Whole zone has just been outstanding. Block foul here, but it really caused Nemaha some issues. Got them overpassed the ball, and they're not getting the open looks they got early in the ballgame.
Mesley now at the free throw line. He saw Central, they try to respond to that momentum with a shot foul. They were able to draw it. Sometimes that's when it's slow momentum down, just drive up to the basket. Foul, go up to the line, get some easy points, but Mesley misses his first. Mesley here, 5 points in the first quarter. Came off Central, a three-pointer and a layup. Three points, just trying to get one to take this lead back. We've had no lead changes yet. Holton, they just tied it. Now, South Central goes back up by one, 15-14. Here is Holton. The ball down by one with 64 seconds left to go in this first quarter. It's the Cannon. Cannon slides out to DeDonder. DeDonder in the corner. Pull-up shot. Misses from the long two. Rebound underneath the basket, though. And they're going to get a
spin out of bounds.
I believe it is Holton who stepped out of bounds on the line. That's their fifth turnover of the quarter. Here, Nemo Central takes over with 48 seconds. This is right side. Here's a three loaded off, and it's bung and bang right back in from Mason Chulion. Third three of the game for Nemo Central. Both teams are equal three threes in this first quarter, but here's Holton pulling up with nothing but net from Tilliger. We got a three mania down here at Holton, Kansas. Still only a 1 point lead for Nemaha Central. Hike has it 18-17, 20 seconds to go in quarter one. Nemaha Central with it. Hike has it. 13 on the shot, 12 on the main. Near the low left wing, back up to Schmesley. Schmesley stepping back, fadeaway three, in and out of the basket with 2 seconds to go this quarter, a full quarter shot. But that will be missed by a quarter mile. But we head into quarter number two as an electric go from both teams. Nemaha Central 18, Holton 17, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Nemaha Central only up by one. Still no lead changes here in this game, but they're up 18-17 over the Holton Wildcats. Holton, they got electric with four threes in that first quarter, with one of them was Tilliger, who has the ball right now. He floats it in, and it's over the iron, rebounded by the offensive Holton. And they take the lead underneath with an offensive rebound with it. That was Caden Gale. And now Holton with the first lead change of the game. They're up 19-18 over Nemaha Central. 7-3 to go here in quarter two. Nemaha Central trying to slow it down. They get the hike up top. Driving, kicking out. Thomas responds with a three! Nothing but net for Leighton Thomas. That retakes the lead here for Nemaha Central, 21-19. Both teams with four threes apiece. Tilliger tries one. It's short of the iron, and it's rebounded by Jack Mackey. Down the floor, Thomas, left side, over the top. Couldn't get the finish. Offensive rebound by Mackey. Couldn't get his finish as well for the putback. And a defense rebound by Gale to come up in the end. Gale, back-to-back rebounds here for Holton in this quarter. Fighting underneath, finishing is Daniel Cannon. In for two. It ties it at 21-all. 6:44 left to go in the second quarter. And we got a jackpot matchup between these two Big East 3A teams. Nemaha Central under the glass. Couldn't hit it with Thomas. Rebound by DeDonder as he's down the floor quick and fast. He had 9 points in quarter number one, two threes. They get a foul on Nemaha Central. It's on Jackson Haberkamp.
And good to see Corbin Fox going back to the ball game. Got a little ding. That's Carter Hyde.
Will come back in. He was down for about a minute, but he'll get back to the bench, walk back on his own. Now he's back in for the first time. Here's a three-pointer. Pull up left side. The Donder misses it. And the rebound is picked up by Haberkamp, who just picked up his first foul as well. But rebound defensively for Nemaha Central as they get in set. 21 all game, 6:17 to go in the first half. Nemaha Central has it. Haberkamp from the far corner. Smedley straight away. Alley shot from the top of the iron and rebounded by Hyde. He's going to fight his way back to the basket. Rebounded by Mackey. Back-to-back offensive rebounds, and Mackey's got the putback and the three-point play opportunity. Mackey up to the free throw line to shoot an and one to extend this to a three-point game of 23-21.
Fun high school basketball game. We've been treated to a great 10 minutes of basketball so far. Hopefully it continues.
Mackey, his free throw shot is up and in. He's 3-for-3 now on the game. 5 total points in this first half. 24-21, 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nemaha Central, I believe, is 6 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a long three-pointer that tipped in and off the top of the rim and rebounded by Cannon. Holton, a second-chance opportunity here. Loaded up, Fox passed to him, and he'll swap that one out of bounds. Actually, they'll say the last one to touch it was Nemaha Central. Don't disagree on their side, but Holton will have it.
Daniel Cannon with a great effort on the offensive glass, giving Holton a second chance, but they just haven't got very many of them. They need more of that.
Team that's only averaging 7 offensive rebounds a game. They got definitely a few in this first half, and a missed opportunity underneath the basket for Holton. Rebound picked up by Haberkamp as Nemaha Central takes this one down the floor. Smedley, right side, elbow, drives in, passes down under. He looked for Haberkamp, but the ball goes out of bounds. It's the third turnover of the half for Nemaha Central. A substitution for the Thunder. It's Cormac Hike, the 5'10 freshman. Now two Hikes on the floor.
Reckon those two ever get enough. Donnybrook?
Potentially. Here at the Donder. Passing down the floor, right side. Now at the top. Holden working around the arc in his Sir Williger, he turns around, spins, fires, misses his shot, and now here down the floor is Hike. Hike on the right side, drives down aggressively. That's going to be an offensive charge if I've ever seen one, or maybe that's actually on the defense.
They're talking.
It is. They are talking about this one. Holton is saying charge. Yes, it is. Not many times do you have two officials have to come in and discuss one of those.
Yeah. That's going to be two on Carter Hike. They're going to have to get him out of the game. A couple of minutes, please.
Hike will come out, and will come Caleb Stropton. Holton Wildcats, they put Caden Gale back in the game, the 6'1" senior, who's been pretty dominant so far in this second quarter for Holton. 2 rebounds, 1 offensive, and a layup here. Holton working with it. Bolin on the right wing spot. Passes it out to Gale. Gale, Hilberger, three-pointer off the right of the iron, rebounded by Haberkamp down the floor. Staring at the ground as he dribbles. He gets out to Mackey. Mackey Thomas pulls up from the near wing, fires away, couldn't hit it off the trigger. And Mullen will make the rebound for Holton. Hilberger puts it on the left side wing, passes to DeDonder. DeDonder, he'll be fouled. He'll go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. I know Holton, they've done a great job of shooting outside the arc, but I think they need to start transitioning in that inside game.
You know, paint points are so huge, or paint touches. You can always talk about paint touches. Got to get the ball inside and kick it back out. Biggest thing Holton's done, defensive glass has been really, really good so far tonight.
Donder misses his first free throw shot here on this attempt on the game. This is his third time up to the free throw line, his first time shooting 2 from the line. He's got a 4-point play opportunity and a 3-point play opportunity, and a timeout taken here by Nemaha Central. Full timeout. We'll come back and finish out the Donner's free throw shot. With 4:31 left to go here in the second quarter, 24-21. Nemaha Central up over Holton by 3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Brian Green from Allstate. January is mayhem trying to pay for all of your holiday spending. If Christmas parties crashed your budget, your January resolution should be to call the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate better protect you at a lower cost. This January, skip the gym membership and make a resolution you can achieve. Save money by calling me at the Brian Greed Agency and let Allstate's lower costs on home and auto insurance be your resolution win. Put yourself in the good hands of Allstate. Mine.
Kansaland Radio.
4:31 to go in this second quarter. 24-21 is our score. Nemaha Central leads by 3 over the Holton Wildcats. We've had 2 lead changes here in this second quarter in Holton. Man, they're playing a tough one here against Nemaha Central.
Well, Justin just pointed out, Nemaha was up 11-2 at one point in time. So Holton's been on a fantastic run since that, in 19-13 run. Question here. I'm not sure what the
officials are talking about something here. DeDonder, we're on his second free throw shot. He missed his first one. I think that's what they're pleading for here. Officials here are still discussing off to the near side. Official comes here over to the scores table to step something over, but DeDonder will get his second shot here from the free throw line. The official underneath the glass still hasn't given the ball to DeDonder to shoot his second free throw shot. And now we are good to go. Last shot here for DeDonder at the free throw line. Makes this a 2-point contest. Down 24-21. 4:31 to go in this first half. And DeDonder misses both free throw shots. And immediately a foul right after the rebound. That is called against Holton Caden Gale. That'll be his second foul picked up of the game. Team foul number 2 of the quarter for Holton. Nemaha Central, Caleb Strothen, work left to right here, the dial and the toss in. Nemaha Central in the purple tops, bottoms of the white numerals. Holton Wildcats, white tops, white bottoms, blue numerals, and lining. Nemaha Central, with it, Strothen, Kraft, 2-on-1. He finds out to Thomas. Thomas, now out to Cormick Hype. Cormick to Thomas. Thomas to Strothen. Strothen. In the far side, left corner, bounce pass finds Thomas. Thomas releases!
Wow.
5 foot off the top of the arc!
Deep for his third three of the night.
Farther from NBA range, and Thomas able to connect for his third three of the game, and now a travel call against the Holton Wildcats. Their sixth turnover of the game. Now the Nemaha Central starting to build a little momentum back to take a 6-point lead. 27-21, 3:58 to go in the second. Aiden Thomas. Down the floor, out to Strothen on the left wing. Calls for a man, gets one in the corner. It's Smedley. Smedley fires this one out to Cormick. Cormick bounce passing out to the right corner. Strothen to Sipe. Sipe on the baseline, trying to get it out. He finds Cormick. Cormick out the right elbow. Back up top. Thomas, another deep three, but it's wide right. And it'll be a takeaway for Holton.
Wow, how can you hit one dead center and miss one that bad the next time down the floor?
Starting to see if he can shoot from half court. 27-21. 3:32 left to go here in the second quarter. Point lead for Nemaha Central over Holton. The Donder. And pass to Fox. That gets taken away by Thomas. The second steal of the game. Seventh turn for Horton. Holton. As Thomas has it at the top of the perimeter. At the timeline, he goes to his right to Cormick. Cormick. Drives left, steps that way, fires it out. Down the far side wing. Drop it. Side. The deep corner. Dribbling. Finding a man in Schmesley at the far elbow. Now the right corner. Here's a three by Cormick. Loaded up. It hits the armpit right side of the iron. And that'll go out. Another takeaway here for the Holton team. Substitution. Corbin Fox will come into the bench. Here with Holton Wildcats, Devin Williger will come back in. Team off Central will substitute Jack Mackey, the 6'2 senior. He'll step in for a break for Leighton Thomas, the 5'11 senior. Thomas, man, he's had a heck of a game here in this first half. 3 threes, a rebound, 2 steals. He's been very much active for this Nemaha Central team. Thomas, who's got 17 threes now on this season.
Right now they're doing that. Their quarterback, literally, on the floor. Got him on the bench with 2 fouls.
Ball knocked out of bounds. I'll call it against the Nemaha Central Thunder. Holton working with it under the glass, left side. DeDonder to throw it in. Left side on the baseline. Dondre awaiting the ball here. Still waiting for it. Now he gets it. Green set right side. Pass off that way. Now working around the perimeter is Holton Tolliger. Inside, bounce, pass, ball, loose on the ground, thrown up top, rebound offensively, and foul to go up to the line is Grant Warner. Warner here taking his first trip up to the line tonight. He's 9 of 11 this season, shooting 82% from the free throw line. This is the Holton team that is 67% from the line this year. First shot is up and good for Grant Warner. Holton now made 89 free throw shots on the season. That free throw shot is up and made. And now 90 free throw shots have been made on the year by Holton as Warner is able to go 2 for 2 at the line. 27-23, a 4-point lead for Nemaha Central over Holton. 2:26 to go in this first half. We got a close battle here. A Big East and a Class 3A matchup between these two teams here at Nemaha Central. Working with it. Cormick sets the screen for Smedley. Smedley out to the corner. Three-pointer is up and off the rim. This ball is last touch as it goes out of bounds by Holton. And they're actually going to get a foul late here from the near side judge. They're going to call against Jack Mackey. And that will give the possession back to Holton. Holton. Now here, an opportunity at the line as five fouls have been put in this corner by Nemaha Central. This is a double bonus.
You got Mackey, three fouls. You got her height, two. I'll start to pile some kids up with the fouls, but they're not especially deep on the bench.
Donder, he's now missed three straight free throw shots. Trying to get himself back in. He is currently right now 1 for 5 in this game at the free throw line. He's only made 18 free throw shots this season. He misses now 4 straight. That second one missed, rebounded from Schmedley. Donder's up 5 points at the charity stripe. Here, Nemaha Central has it at the top of the perimeter timeline. Left side pass up to Stroppin. Stroppin, 2-1 trap in the far wing. Ball gets knocked out of his hands. He picks it right back up. Now he puts it to Schmedley. Schmedley, right side, dribble, drive, pass off inside the side. And what a pass by Schmedley. Science going in for two. He averages 2.8 points per game, so a little under his average there. Sends back to a 6-point game, 29-23. Wildcats trying to respond from Holton. Couldn't get it to go in. Stroppin now down the floor. Quick for Nemaha Central. And trying to get it off the glass. Fouled to go up and shoot two. Stroppin will have it. 29-23. Nemaha Central leads over Holton with 1:27 to go in the second quarter.
Coach Marco Hunter is yelling at his team to be patient. Had a quick shot in the offensive end. Nemaha trying to make him pay for that.
Stroppin, this is his first free throw shot here in the game. Central team that shoots 63% from the free throw line. They've had a couple of misses here in this matchup. At the free throw line, Stroppin's able to hit his second one and make that one go in. Now it's Holton. In control, and a finish off the right side drive by DeDonder. That's just what the Holton Wildcats needed. Some spark, 30-25. Nemaha Central only up by 5 with 1:13 to go in this first half. Size offensive rebound, and they're going to get a foul on Holton. Question is who? And they'll call it against Grant Warner. That's his second foul picked up of the game. Nemaha Central will toss it in. Left side under the glass. Just dropped it on the baseline. Strothman looks to his right, fires that way. Leighton Thomas, a three. It's off the left of the board. And somehow a turnover, especially gets the steal. A turnover of the half for Holton. Pass to Strothman. Strothman, Cormick on the low wing. Out to Schmedley. Schmedley, left side, hook pass. Thomas, Cormick. Cormick driving at the high key. Passes to his right. To Leighton Thomas. Thomas driving, and he's fouled. And will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Baja Central. Off some time off the board. Only 43 seconds to go here in this first half. Up by 5. 30-25 over the Holton Wildcats. Leighton Thomas at the free throw line. His first shot is up and in. Thomas. Now, here our first double-digit score for Nemaha Central. 10 points on the game. 7 points in this second quarter. At 3.5 as well, Thomas goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. It's a 7-point game now. 32-25, 39 seconds to go in this first half. Holton trails and with the ball. Taking on Nemaha Central. Holton setting up a screen for DeDonder. He misses the 3-pointer and Seitz makes the rebound. Seitz to Cormick. Cormick left side to Thomas. Thomas has it at the timeline. Going out to his right side now. Throws this ball to his right to Cormick. Cormick drives right. Kicks out. Thomas deep three. Short of the basket. And ever since Thomas hit that first three that was 5 foot off the arc, he's kind of taken a lot of long ones now.
He has, and the thing about it is, that's a poor shot from the standpoint. Now you give Holton a chance with 5 seconds, 5.4 on the clock, looking to like, try and get some momentum going into halftime.
Looking like me playing a game of horse, trying to shoot it from wherever. But here's DeDonder pulling up, and it's in and out. Hits the back of the iron, falls off the front, and rebounded by Stroppin to end the half. Nemaha Central. We'll head into the locker room, 32-25, up by 7 over Holton. We'll take a step aside as well here on the Holton Channel, as well as on 92.1 KMZA. Nemaha Central leads 32-25 over the Holton Wildcats.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day to day, from oil changes to front end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and at 2.1 KMZ. Also here, Fubel on the Holton Channel. Our matchup here for the Nemaha Central Thunder taking on the Holton Wildcats. a Class 3A and Big East battle between Holton and Nemaha Central. And, man, what a shootout was the first half. 32-25 our score. Nemaha Central leading this one by 7. The first quarter end was just 18-17. At one point, Nemaha Central was leading 11-2 over Holton. But threes kind of pushed their momentum in the first quarter. But Nemaha Central, they outscored Holton 14-8. In that second quarter, looking at some stats, Nemaha Central, 7 turnovers, 15 rebounds, 5 threes, 4 steals, 7 attempts at the free throw line in the first half. Holton, 8 turnovers, 12 rebounds, 4 threes, no steals, 3 of 8 from the free throw line in the first half. And one big thing for Holton is that first quarter, they hit 4 threes. They didn't hit any threes in that second quarter, and then they had to kind of look for more of that inside game. But just struggling on that interior just a little bit, something they clean up here in the second half, Nemaha Central. They started getting hot from outside. Leighton Thomas, he hit 2 threes there in that second quarter, as well as Nemaha Central is just able to find a couple of other production scores from Jack Mackey, Jaden Seitz, as right now Leighton Thomas leads the scoring for Nemaha Central at the half right now with 11 points. Holton Wildcats being led by DeDonder, who had an impressive first quarter with 9 points, but only had 2 points there in the second quarter, finishing with 11 points on the half, but he left 5 points up at the free throw line, as the Holton Wildcats left a total of 5 at the free throw line in that first half. John Holliday, you saw an incredible first half right there with me. It's exciting back and forth, hoping this game kind of stays that way here in the second half. But what do you say to your lens on both sides in that first half?
Well, you know, talk about free throws, and that's the biggest thing that you say. Holton was, what, 1 for 6? 3 for 8. And then Nemaha, they knocked several of them down. In a ball game like this, those are crucial. Probably the one of the better halves of basketball we've seen Holt play. That with even with Corbin Fox on the bench, he looked like he got dinged when he got hurt. He's been in a couple times, but hadn't played much since then. But give Holt credit; they did talk about post presence. Got a couple points in. Grant Warner got to the free throw line. Daniel Cannon got one. Caden Gale got one. You know, they're getting production in the paint. All came down. They were really established outside. I mean, saw Mackey's flights and dives a couple times. My teammate on an easy bucket. They had a couple offensive rebounds to make some good things happen. But they did a pretty good job moving the basketball. You got Hyde's got 2. Belgium's got 3. And it's going to be interesting to see how they handle that coming out. But you got to like what Coach Thomas has. His team weathered the storm, took a 7-point lead into the halftime conversation.
You look here at the second half, looking at adjustments from both sides. We talked about Holton trying to find a better post presence down under, looking to handle Nemaha Central pressure a little better. Nemaha Central, again, you kind of saw there at the end of that second quarter, Ian Thomas, who's kind of taking maybe some unquality 3-point shots. So you look at adjustments for both these sides. What do you see both these teams trying to make here to clean things up in the second half?
One thing Nemaha did late in the quarter, they picked the man-to-man. They were playing that zone, half-court zone trap. They were trying to make it happen, but the Dodger really made a face of that in that quarter. Nemaha made an adjustment, went to the man-to-man, and really slowed hold down. They scored 17 in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter. Really kind of put the damper on things. Holton's defense has been pretty good for the most part. Yeah, they gave up 32 points, which is 70-point pace that they have this year. They continue to do that. They continue to fight defensively. Team Hall's got to find a way on the offensive end to not settle for the 3-point shot and get the ball to the paint, get some paint touches themselves, take some kickouts for that point in time. Most of Thomas's, late Thomas's, weren't coming out of his situation. It's on a horizontal pass. Those are a little tougher than you got to get your body square.
2 minutes, 30 seconds to go until he starts to have action. They're on the sale and on that 2.1 KMZA. Nemaha Central up 32-25 over the Holton Wildcats. Will come back here to start our second half action all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We start our second half action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Coming up for halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, on the island, cc.edu. Nemaha Central up by 7, 32-25. Here over the Holton Wildcats, Nemaha Central with it. Here it's Carter Hike. Hike, who had two fouls in that first half since his time there on the bench in that second quarter. Here he's back in the game in quarter number three. Hike passes it out to his left side, out to Haverkamp. Haverkamp. Thomas, Mackey. Mackey's also at three fouls. Hike trying to get a finish underneath. Mackey, he's underneath, and now it's under. Oh, my gosh. Back and forth here. Too many offensive rebounds for Nemaha Central. They're not able to come away with any points. Holton now in control with it. It's Fox. Fox out to DeDonder on the right side wing. DeDonder driving inside the paint, looking for a kick out. And out to Terwilliger. Terwilliger, now the Donner, three-pointer is up and off the iron. It rattles into the hands of Leighton Thomas. Leighton Thomas here, down the floor, the top of the perimeter, swings right side. There's Smedgley. Smedgley on the right wing, driving inside. They're going to get a foul called against Holton. Potentially here on the Donner, and yes, it is. The Donner is picking up here, foul number three on the game. One of the top players here for the Holton Wildcats, who right now is averaging the high of 11 points per game this season. He had 11 points in the first half. He's got 122 points here this season. Smedgley has it for Nemaha Central. Hook passes it. Left side. Leighton Thomas trades a 3-4 foot off the arc. He continues to play force with his 3-point shot. Doesn't care where he's at. He's going to try to find it into the basket. 4 threes on the game now for Thomas. Maybe one has been on the arc. There's a foul that will put Holton and Gale up to the line to shoot two.
Nice find by Mullen. Get find Kane Gale in the paint. Go back to Leighton Thomasville. That time he had his feet set before the ball got there. He didn't have to turn. Then he framed it. Nothing but the bottom. Yes.
Gale.
Missed the first one.
It's the first one. 6-1 here this season is 4-9 at the free throw line. Under 50% here. The next shot, it is up and in, pushing around. Gale goes 1-2 at the free throw line. Now the Nemaha Central only up by 9:35, 6:34 left to go here in this third quarter. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, this game viewable here on the Holton Channel. Justin Fluth, John Holliday, Crandon Prophet, Kirk coming back to the studio, all here with you on this coverage. Nemaha Central driving inside. Schmadley, he's fouled and go up and shoot two at the free throw line. One thing here, Holton Wildcats, it's been 3 years since they've beaten Nemaha Central. Marco Hunter looking for his first win here against this Nemaha Central team as the head coach. Last win for Holton coming up Nemaha Central back in February 3rd of 2023. It was an overtime win, 50-49. They've lost five straight games here to Holton since that point. here up at the free throw line is Caleb Schmedley. His first shot is up and in.
Backy guy, dang, they don't have bloody nose. He fouls the game. Put Sykes in.
Sykes for 2 points in that first half. He averages 2.8 points per game, 24 points here this season. At the free throw line, Schmedley is able to keep it smooth and goes 2 for 2. He's now 3 of 4 on the game. That 6 total points in this contest, now 137 points on the season, lead this NC team. Here's a three-pointer deep side by Tuiger. It's missed and rebounded by Sykes, as you just mentioned, after coming off the bench here for Nemaha Central as they take over this possession. Schmedley on the far side wing, out the top, screen set for Hike. Hike, right side, Schmedley puts it underneath his leg. He dribbles and drives, passes it left to Thomas. Thomas to his right. Haverkamp. Haverkamp high. 15 seconds here on the shot clock. 5:50 on the primary in the third. 37-26 our score. Nemaha Central with the lead. Schmedley passing underneath. It is stolen and taken away down the floor by DeDonder. His first steal of the game. First turnover here of this half for Nemaha Central. Here, Holton working with it. Right side now up to the top of the perimeter to Mullen. Mullen out to his left on the wing. Erlinger now to DeDonder. Donder, screen is set, take and roll, he doesn't go that way, instead he drives to opposite side, kicks it out for a three-pointer, that's hit by Mullen, his second three of the game, Holton Wildcats with three players with threes, two or more, here, Mullen hitting his second, Nemaha Central, now only up by 8, 37-29, 5 minutes to go in the third, and a turnover by Tilliger, he's able to get the steal for Holton, down the floor, fast, and he's got the right-hand finish. Just like that, momentum starting this way. Nemaha Central only up by a squeeze of 6, 37-31, 44 to go in the third. Nemaha Central with the ball, trying to quiet down the noise. Fike inside, fighting to the basket. And Fike finishes in for two. The Donder down the floor, passing the Mullen. Mullen to the Donder. DeDonder, back to Mullen here, breaking the press, and swatted a bounce all the way into the benches for the crowd, I should say. That's head coach Brett Blatter from Jackson Heights, who's actually all the way at the game, who got that ball inbound. Shout out to him. Played for him in high school. And here, a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second timeout, 39-31. Nemaha Central leads over Holton with 4:25 to go in the third quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Nemaha Central up by 8, 39-31 here over the Holton Wildcats, 4:25 to go in the third quarter. What? Jackson High people here also showing up and showing their support here to the Holton team. Two schools that are right next to each other, but show lots of love and support. And here they're going to get a foul on the far side. They're going to call it on Nemaha Central.
Carter Hyde picks up number 3. Called it on the floor.
Two players, 3 fouls. Carter Hyde, Jack Mackey. Now, Hike will have to come out of this game. Mason Chulions will step in for substitution. Under the glass, here to toss this in to Donder out to his right side. He finds Mullen. Mullen out to Tilliger on the left side wing. Bounce pass to the top of the key. Driving right elbow. Turning around, firing and misfire out to Mullen for a turnover. 39-31, Nemaha Central up by 8 over Holton with 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. It's been a back-and-forth game so far. Not been separated too much long by double digits. It's been kept within single most of this game, and here they're going to get a travel called on Jackson Haverkamp.
Jump over the top. Travel, hope he gets a turnover, see if they can make something happen here. He comes right back with the trap.
Spencer, who's only game here for Neiman Offensive Labor 12, a game underneath. Great pass. Dilliger finding underneath. Caden Gale, who gets his fifth point of the game. Now it's a six-point contest, 39-33. Nemaha Central up with 3:38 to go in this third. Terrible Holton, a pass, spending a half-court violation there. Thomas, now left side, Schmedgley back to Thomas. He's on the island for a deep three. Thomas still finding his way inside. Five threes in this game, and all have been from NBA range. Here, a three to respond. Hilliger, he hits it too. Back-to-back nails driven in. Holton responding with the same energy. Here is Nemaha Central. Sights on the far corner. Bounce pass inside. Haverkamp. Bounce passing. Schmedgley. Out to Thomas. Thomas from the timeline. Left side pass. Julian sight. Thomas. He's got a wide open one. And it's off the iron. And rebounded by DeDonder. DeDonder down the floor. Quick transition. Right side wing. Pass out to Mullen. Mullen to his left. DeDonder. Hilliger. Steps right. Passes back to DeDonder. Tempo slows down. 22 seconds on the shot. 2:30 on the primary in the third quarter. 42-36 NC over Holton. Here's a three. That's missed. And Mullen, and rebounded by Haverkamp. Here, driving inside. Euro stepping and getting the foul to go up to the line and shoot two is Jackson Haverkamp. Right now that we have a kind of a time to take a breather right then. You like the response by Holton, the three-point shot by Thomas Smith in the game. Holton going down with poise. Tilliger hits that one to the right wing.
Well, the thing that Holton has done a great job of tonight, it's something that kind of been a work in progress, and it seems like it's been getting better. You're seeing some team offense. So the first five, six, seven ball games was a lot of one-on-one stuff, seeing teammates making each other better. Got a foul, and go to Holton. That's going to be Mackey's fourth, is it not?
That will be Mackey's fourth indeed. So he will definitely have to take a step to the bench, you'd assume here. But actually, he will remain in this game with four fouls, 2:16 to go in the third quarter. Interesting.
This year.
42-36. Nemaha Central up on Holton with 2:06 to go in this third. Holton has this ball. Drive inside. Flip out to DeDonder. DeDonder. Quick footwork. Drive. Left side. Elbow. Left hand. Finish for the rim. What a drive by DeDonder. Down the floor. Quick. Here's a three. Short of the basket. And they're going to get Nemaha Central on the baseline. 11th turnover of the game for them. It's a four-point contest. 42-38. Holton only down by four with 1:46 to go in this third. Holton trying to break a three-year losing streak here against this Holton team, or MSC Mahoff Central team. Here's a long two that's missed and rebounded by Nemaha Central. Smedgley down the floor.
Sure.
And that's a charge on the offense. Back-to-back turnovers for Nemaha Central. Head coach Marco Hunter getting into it here with his team excited. 1:28 to go in this third. 42-38. Nemaha Central leads by four. And Holton keep this one continuously close. They roll this ball on the ground, not wanting to start that clock up. Hilliger on the far side wing. Back out to DeDonder. DeDonder thinks about pulling up for the three. Instead, he drives straight to the basket. And nice option and choice. It's a two-point game, 42-40. We had two lead changes in the second quarter. Nemaha Central up by two with 65 seconds to go in this third. Short corner shot, pull up by Schmedgley, in for two, and a timeout here is taken by head coach John Thomas, trying to settle down this momentum swing. Nemaha Central is up 44-40 over Holton with 61 seconds to go in this third quarter. We'll step aside for a quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
1 minute, 1 second left to go of quarter number three. Nemaha Central holds on by a third of the score, 44-40, a four-point lead. Holt has the possession. They drew it close to a one-score game by two. Eventually made a fadeaway shot for a short corner, draws to four. Holton trying to respond. They put Corbin Fox here in the game after the timeout taken, and Holton hesitates to take some time here off the clock. 16 seconds on the shot clock, 40 on the primary here in the third. Fox to his right. 8 seconds here on the shot clock. Got to hurry up here. This is going to be a long three by Fox. It's missed on the baseline. It's picked up by Mackey. Mackey to Schmejley, and Schmejley is fouled by Holton. With 23 seconds to go in this third, 44-40. Mount Central up by four over Holton. Both teams have 14 fouls in this quarter. Both teams looking to put each other out the double bonus. Corbin Fox will step out of this, and will come Daniel Cannon, the 6-foot senior. Nemaha Central. No shot clock. Stop with 17 seconds to go in this third. NC will try to get the final shot up of this quarter. One that has went back and forth. Nemaha Central, 6 seconds. Smedley, a three, in and out of the bucket. 3 seconds to go. The Donder, half court, up and shy of the basket. As he hits the ground hard, looking for him to get up, and he does. We enter the fourth quarter, 44-40. Nemaha Central's up by four over Holton here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you gotta get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score, it's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
I'm Ryan Beffert, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank. We offer both construction loans and land loans. And as far as the land goes, whether it's all trees or all crops, 3 acres or 100 acres or more, we have loans for all of it. Locking up your dream piece of land, getting pre-approved for your new build, or designing your new home. Let us show you what a small local lender can do that the larger banks cannot.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Holt Wildcats down by four with the ball, down 44-40 to Nemaha Central. 7:55 left to go in the fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Holton outscored Nemaha Central 15-12 in the third quarter. Hilliger puts it for Holton on the left side elbow. Drive steps inside. It's in and out of the basket. The ball's being pinballed around. It's still loose. Hilliger picks up the rebound. Back to the board he goes. It's rejected. Now it's picked back up and trying to get the finish. It's in for Daniel Cannon. What a chaotic set of events. What for Holton to get two offensive boards, get to the glass. This is huge. An opportunity to make it a one-point game. Cannon at the free throw line. Shows off the Cannon. Too strong. But rebound offensively. Trying to go off the board. And unfortunately not put it in for Mullen for Holton. It's rebounded by Schmejley. It's a two-point game again, 44-42, 7:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. Holton trying to pick up their first win against Nemaha Central since 2023, 3 years ago. Nemaha Central with the ball with a two-point lead, scoop pass off the sights, misses his shot, rebound by Cannon, down the floor. Here is Holton to the right low wing. Hilliger, he's going to slow things down, hold his hand out, now he'll throw it out to the Donder. The Donder, back to Tilliger. Tilliger stands with it. Passes down under. Open man. We got a tie ball game. Underneath Corbin with two. 40-4, all with 6:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central responds with Jaden Seitz. Nemaha Central back up on top, 46-44, 6:31 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Dilliger on the three-point shot to take the lead. Holton misses, offense rebound. Here's the second one. It's missed again. Back-to-back, and a foul to follow. And the foul was on Holton. It was called against
Daniel Cannon.
Daniel Cannon. That's his first of the game. Jack Mackey will check back in here for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Imagine we'll take a break here to the bench as well. Leighton Thomas in this game for Nemaha Central. 6:18 to go in the fourth quarter. 46-44 is our score. Nemaha Central up by two over Holton. Nemaha Central dropping, driving inside. Left foot step. Couldn't get the finish. Rebound by Haverkamp. Nemaha Central keeps it. Haverkamp at the top of the perimeter. Right side to Thomas. He's had five threes in this game. Goes left to Stroppin. Stroppin. Hike. Has it. Low wing. To his right. Swing out. 20 seconds here on the shot clock. Back to Hike. He drives. Baseline. Passes out to Hike. Mackey. Thomas. Thomas a three! Six threes on the game! We're waiting, Thomas!
Great inside outlook. Mackey got a kick out, got the ball down low, kicked out. Boy, when Thomas gets his feet set, he is really pretty good.
Holton tied at 44 all. Nemaha Central has now been able to score five straight points. And now Nemaha Central gets this ball back. Up 49-44, up by five, 5:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. Corbin Fox will come back in here for the Holton Wildcat. Out for him will be Easton Mullen. And a timeout will be taken. It's a full timeout taken here. The Wildcat will take the timeout as well. 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter. 49-44. Nemaha Central up by five over the Holton Wildcat.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
5:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. The final of regulation, 49-44. Nemaha Central leads by five over the Holton Wildcats. Holton trying to break up a five-game losing streak against Nemaha Central. Their last win came back in 2023. It was an overtime win, 50-49. Holton was beat by Nemaha Central earlier this season, 53-35. Already here, you're seeing in this game, Holton, they're playing one of their best games so far this season.
Definitely. We just talked about that off the air, that they have played phenomenal, especially on the both ends on the glass. They've rebounded super well all night long. This team, all team, they're not going to go away. They're not going to give you anything. They've got an offensive foul on Hike.
Hike, they call him on the extended reach of his arm on the push out up top. That'll be a turnover. Nemaha Central. Here now, 13 turnovers in this game. Caleb Schmadgley, he'll be right back in this contest for Nemaha Central Thunder. He'll come in for Carter Hike. 5:11 to go here in the fourth. Nemaha Central up by five, 49-44 here over the Holton Wildcats. They'll slow roll it on the ground, and DeDonder will have to pick up. To Fox. Fox. Now to Dilliger, Dilliger, DeDonder pulls up. Three, it's off the iron and picked up off the skip by Schmadgley. So just come right off the bench after taking a quick break. He's got it to Thomas. Thomas bounce passing, working in the front court, and a missed opportunity for a layup, but the putback by Abraham. Nemaha Central up now by seven. They have scored seven consecutive points after holding tight at 44 all. 4:37 to go here in the 51-44 NC's lead over Holton in the fourth quarter. Holton underneath. Trying to get inside is Warner. This ball knocked out of bounds. Head coach Marco Hunter wanting a foul from the near side official. Called against Nemaha Central. Does not get the foul.
Fulton throw it in under the glass. They put it into Donder. He floats the three. It's off the right of the rim and picked up by Leighton Thomas. Thomas, who loses the ball. It's on the ground. It's fought for, and John Thomas will take no hesitation to call a timeout, but they get a jump ball right in before that, and that possession will stay here with Nemaha Central. 51-44, 7-point lead for Nemaha Central over Holton, 4:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here, substitution on the floor for Holton Wildcats, Caden Gill, the senior, stepping in for the sophomore, Devin Tulliger. Tell you what, that sophomore, he's played a phenomenal season this year. He's got over 110 points scored on the year. He comes out here to the bench, especially driving inside, flips it out around the perimeter, falls loose on the ground, picked up by Holton. And
timeout, Holton.
Timeout, Holton.
They get possession.
They get the possession. 14 turnover of the game for Nemaha Central. Two more than what they average. 4:08 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout here. 30 seconds aside. 51-44. Nemaha Central's lead over Holton.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Land.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You can tune in to this game here on the Holton channel to get this down to the wire action. 51-44 score. Nemaha Central, a 7-point lead over Holton. It was tied at 44 all at Nemaha Central. They've scored 7 straight points. There are 4 minutes, 8 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Holton has it to Donder. He's missed his last 2 3-point shots. If you're Holton, stick to the inside game. Don't get away from it when things are coming down the wire. Donder, inside, pass, on the baseline, kick out, Fox, he's got an open three, he'll take it! It's off the iron and rebounded by Jack Mackey, his 7th rebound of the game, and Schmedley will get this ball away, it's dropping on the steal.
Excuse me, Gale on the steal.
Foul on the Nemaha Central's Jack Mackey. That'll be, I believe, his 4th foul of the game. They had an issue where they gave him 4 fouls earlier, but then the coach, John Thomas, corrected it.
That's 5.
But no, they're going to say 5. So he does foul out of this game. So our first foul out here is Jack Mackey, who comes up.
Check. He's got 4 fouls.
They correct. Okay, they changed it. They only have 4. They showed it 5 on the board. So he has not fouled out officially yet. He's been a big rebounder, leading this Nemaha Central team with 7. Holton with the ball, though. Fox at the very top of the perimeter. Here, he drives right side, flips it out to his teammate. Now far side to Donder. Donder thinks about a pull-up for a long three, and he will turn it over with a travel. Nathan Shulian in for Nemaha Central. He'll come in for Caleb Stroffman. 3:13 to go in the fourth quarter. 51-44. Nemaha Central, a 7-point lead over the Holton Wildcats. Nemaha Central trying to win 3 straight games all here against Big East opponents. All have been in tight fashion. 47-45 for Perry. 46-45 over Royal Valley. Nemaha Central has this at the top elbow. Pass outside the perimeter. To Schmedley. He drives inside. Zero step inside. He draws the foul, and Schmedley will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. .253 to go here in the fourth quarter. 51-44. Nemaha Central, still the 7-point lead. Over Holton, it scored 7 straight points since the game was tied, 44 all. He came into this quarter 44-40. Schmedley knocked this first one down. Schmedley, he's hit on 4 free throw shots today. And here he goes 2-for-2 at the line. 2-for-2 in the third quarter as well. He's now 5-of-6 at the free throw line in this game. He's got double digits here scored.
to Donder, left side, Tilliger. Tilliger inside. He loses the ball. It's going to be a takeaway for Haverkamp. That's right over the game for the Holton Wildcats. Sight. Pass outside the perimeter to Schmeshley. Holding his 2-3 on the clock. 53-44. Emaw Central leads over Holton. Holton's got to bounce back here in this fourth quarter. This layup missed underneath by Emaw Central. Warner gets the rebound. To Donder. Driving inside, kick out, three-pointer is up and off the basket. Rebounded by Fox. Fox driving, baseline, flip out. The Donder thinks about the three. Now the Tilliger on the pass. Here's another attempt from the corner. This time Mullinan hits it from the deep. 6-point game with 2 minutes left to go in the fourth. 53-47, Emaw Central up by 6 over Holton. Schmeshley driving right side, passing out top of the perimeter. Julian nearly loses the ball in the turnover, and then a punch. They're going to call against Corbin Fox for a foul. Try to come in there and swipe that ball for a potential steal. Fox picking up his fourth foul of the game. Substitution, Caden Gale will come in, and Grant Warner will come out. Emaha Central. Schmeshley tossing this in, one in from the near side, NC bench. He gets it, pass back in from side, left hand, trying to get for a finish. Couldn't do it. But Schmeshley, what he's done best so far in this fourth quarter, he's just attacked the basket and got opportunities at the line.
Absolutely. And, you know, that he's a load, man. He can get a shot anytime he wants it. Holt's gone to man-to-man, which gets him those opportunities where he's not attacking against one-on-three against the zone. He gets the rim, and he's been... Had been making hay from the free throw line, but mentioned the front end of the two-shot foul. Holt went 5 minutes without scoring. That's an eternity in a game like this.
Still only down by 6 is Marvelous. Schmeshley here hits his second free throw shot here at the line. That's on the half so far. He's 5 of 7 on the game. He is 6 of 8 on this contest. Timeout taken, 54-47 here in the fourth quarter. Emaw Central leads over Holton, 1:40 to go here in the fourth. And we're coming down the wire here in this game. What does Holton have to do to really get back into this one? That one-score contest, that side game, what do they have to do to put themselves really back in this game?
Well, they've been playing well. They just need to stop, defensive stops. You know, that's the only thing you can do. But it's going to be a tough load. That's almost a stop when Schmelzer gets 1 point and only 1 point. You know, they didn't get 2, they didn't get 3. So you come down, if you get a 3 or 2, you're going to make a little headway. Got a lot of ground to make up. 7 points and a 1:40. Still a lot of time, but you really got to be efficient on the offensive end and score every possession.
Holton Wildcats, a team that is shooting 32% from the field this season, 22% from around the perimeter. Their shooting is going to have to be on par here in this final moments of this game. As a three-pointer is attempted from the corner and drained from the Donder. It's a 4-point game. Emaha Central down the floor. Haverkamp loses the ball. It's another turnover. Holton takes over. Down by 4, 54-50. 1:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Holton trailing with the ball to Donder. Passing left side to Fox. Fox passes to the Donder. The Donder right side. Drive. Baseline. Fadeaway shot. He is denied, but the last one that touches the ball goes out of bounds is Emaha Central. Here's a chance to get into an offensive set if you're Holton.
Emaha went man to man that possession. Donder almost made him pay. They're going to stay in the man on the inbounds. Need to run a good set here.
Holton. Out to the Donder. He was screened for a three. It's off the iron and rebounded for Sight. But it's taken away, a steal. Put back in is Mullen. Quick work. It's a 2-point game, 54-52. The pressure is on for Emaha Central. Mason Julian on the far wing. Driving to the timeline. He's struggling with it. Finds it out to his teammate. But Kwang it down. He gets it out to Haverkamp for an easy bucket for two, 56-52. Emaha Central, up by 4 on Holton. There's a 1-3, and that one sails left of the basket. The Donder feeds himself probably a balloon fourth than what he needed to on that drive. Yeah, he didn't need a three there. He just needed a two. Needed a bucket. What a great high school basketball game we've been treated to tonight. Holton timeout. We'll take a 30 here. 26 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. 56-52. Nemaha Central leads over the Holton Wildcats.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
26.8 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and I-2.1 KMZ and on the Holton Channel viewable live. 56-52 Nemaha Central, a 4-point lead over Holton. Holton, they have gotten themselves back in this game multiple times by one possession, but they just haven't overcame the hump since the second quarter. The second last lead change of this game, that was by Nemaha Central. They've had it since. And now a takeaway. Oh, they're going to get a foul on Holton. They'll call it on Corbin Fox. And I believe if that is so, he will foul out. Oh, no. They're going to switch it. No, they did call it
they're on Mullen.
Mullen is who they called it on. Usually that wasn't on Fox, because he would have fouled out. 24 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. Up the free throw line for Nemaha Central's Mason Julian. This is the point you can really ice this game out if you're the Thunder. You got to shoot effectively and efficiently here from the free throw line. As soon as the first shot is up and in. Nemaha Central. 63% shooting from the free throw line this season. Really 100 free throw shots made on the year. Julian, he goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Rebound is made. Down the floor. The Thunder inside. And they're going to get a foul on Nemaha Central. Down by 5, 57-52. Here coming up to the line to shoot two is the Thunder. He's got to make both of these to make it a one-possession game.
Such a great free throw shooter last year. Struggled with the line a little bit this year. Hits the front end. Holds in it.
Last season, the Donders 80% from the free throw line. This year, he came in the night only shooting 52%. He averaged 5.3 rebounds a game last year. He knocked down 11 threes in that season. Here, he's knocked down 11 threes this year, three in this game. Here, trying to go 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Yes, he does. And now, a 3-point game. Holton having the foul. Nemaha Central, again, continues to pound it here. Nemaha Central has to hit at the free throw line. They can finish this game at the line. They just have to hit their shots. Smedley, though, last time up, he went 1-of-2. You're Holton. That's the worst you want to give up right here. First shot is up. And it rattles on in for Caleb Schmesley.
He is just good. He's a good player. Solid in all facets of the game. He can defend.
They can stay poised in big moments. And this is one big one here down at Holton High School. Huge crowd energy. He goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. It's 59-54. 13 seconds left to go. And a layup is missed by DeDonder. Nemaha Central fouled with 9 seconds to go in the fourth. And if you're the Thunder, you can nearly ice this game at the free throw line. Up by 5 here. You can extend it here to a 3-possession game. With 9 seconds to go, it would go to a 3-game winning streak here for Nemaha Central. First shot is up and in for Thomas. Thomas, who's had an incredible night, 6 threes made, 21 total points to lead both teams in scoring and the most highest scorer. Now Thomas here at 22 points on this game. The Donder drives inside, lays it in the bucket, 61-56, but this time will expire. Our game concludes 61-56. One of the tightest games Holton has played all season. They fall short in the end. They drop to 1-10 on the season. 1-5 in Big East play. Omaha Central improves to 7-5 overall and 3-2 in the Big East with a 3-game winning streak now and a 6-game winning streak here against the Holton Wildcats. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back for our postgame and player of the game here for our final segment. Again, Omaha Central victory 61-56 here of the Holton Wildcats.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at KellermanInsurance.com.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Radio Network here on our Game of the Week on a Friday. A post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. In Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Omaha Central comes up victorious 61-56. Here over the Holton Wildcats. Omaha Central now 7-5 on the season, 3-2 in the Big East, 1-5 in the Big East, and 1-10 overall this season on a 3-game losing streak, while Omaha Central extends to a 3-game winning streak. That first half was exciting and ended 32-25 in the third quarter. Omaha Central was outscored by Holton 15-12, and then came back in the fourth quarter and outscored the Holton Wildcats 17-16 in the fourth and final quarter to come to the 61-56 conclusion. We had two lead changes on the game. That was in the second quarter. Holton was tied in the game at 1.44 points in the fourth quarter. But Omaha Central, they put their foot down and really were able to come away and pull away with this one. Omaha Central led with Schmeisley with 15 points. Layton Thomas with 22 points, 6 threes, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. Jack Mackey also put 5 points up, 7 rebounds, while Jackson Haverkamp had 5 points and 6 boards. The Donder led the Holton Wildcats with an impressive 20-point performance. 3 threes on the game, now putting him at 11 on the season, matching last season's stats, 11 threes. Tilliger, he had 2 threes for 8 points on the game. Easton Mullen, he had 3 total threes and 11 points. Caden Gale had 3 rebounds and 5 points, and Daniel Cannon had 4 points as well, as Holton had 7 different scores, while Omaha Central had 8 different scores on their team. For the player of the game, it goes to none other than Layton Thomas, who shot lights out in tonight's action with 22 total points, one of his best games here this season, with 6 total threes, 4 in the first half, and 3 in the second. Finished with 22 total points, 2 steals, and 3 rebounds. Omaha Central finished with 29 rebounds and 8 threes, while Holton finished with 8 threes, 20 rebounds, 13 turnovers. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight's action. It was a sweep here for Omaha Central. The girls' matchup ended 58-30, Nemaha Central taking the victory. And for Nemaha Central boys, they took the victory here as well, 61-36. I'd like to set a reminder, at 11:15 sharp a.m. tomorrow morning, we'll have our tip-off, or at 11:30 will be the tip-off between the Frankfort Wildcats and the Washington County Tigers for our start of our Twin Valley League Tournament, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, a final time here from Holton, Justin Fluke, John Holliday, Quinton Prophet, Kirk Kelman, back in studio. Thank you for listening.